You notice something showing up on the scanners. It's like still way out in front of you, but it's within range. Looks like there's some kind of debris field up ahead.
Possible debris field up ahead. Visual confirmation?
The captain replies, I can see a bit of something, but I can't quite tell what it is. I'm running additional scans. As she runs the scan, she's like, looks like the remains of starships. Probably something old. There haven't been any wreckages like this in a while, but they tend to drift around. We'll be able to navigate around it, but I want to send out some drones just in case there's anything that needs to be salvaged or any information we can get from it. Is anyone else coming up to the helm?
I will.
Yeah, so will Vi.
Yeah, same.
Okay. I think Vi was already in the helm, but yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so as you get closer, the captain sends out additional scans and sends out some probes, which you can actually... Vi, you are at the station where those would be sent out if you would like to roll computers.
Yeah. Oh, computer. Yeah, 23.
That plus 7 is helpful.
Yes, it is.
It just takes you a couple seconds to like, okay, so this button does this and this button does this, because you've probably operated something like this before, maybe not on a spaceship, but you get the basic functions of it, so you're able to activate and send out two drones that zoom ahead of the ship and get closer to this debris field, which their visuals get projected. Basically, one of the windows turns into a screen almost that projects the visuals from the debris field. Which, Stavios, as you walk in and you see this, roll lore.
Oh, okay, 19.
Okay. As you look at it, the video that's being projected, you see a piece of metal float by that has a logo on it, and you recognize it. It's from the Dalaran Corporation, which is a megacorp that doesn't exist anymore, hasn't for a while. And looks like maybe they sent a... Actually, it's probably enough debris for at least 2 to 3 ships that they sent through, and then something happened to it.
That doesn't seem good.
Not really.
It's been a couple hundred years. People learned a lot more about how to travel through the rift.
Then Stavios is like, well, I'm glad we figured that out.
Yeah. And as the drones are scanning, you do see what looks like a relatively intact part of the frigate. A rough raider. There's very faint power readings, but not much else.
There's no way. We should investigate it. I feel like we should investigate it. I turn to everybody, he's like, wait a minute, we should investigate that.
The captain says, yeah, if we can access any information remotely, we can figure out what happened, at the very least.
Yeah, I think Stavios, like, I think... Just to be sure, we don't know what happened. It's probably old, but we don't know.
I feel like the more you say this, the more Vi and Anima want to just dope around after what happened last time.
Yeah.
And then Sarah's like, I'm not gonna ask to land or go explore it. I just wanna see what the deal is, because this is a huge vessel and there's a bunch of stuff floating around. And I know that rift travel is difficult, but this just seems excessive.
I think Vi turns to Jinli is like, wouldn't they have tried to clear this by now? I mean, this was... If Savios is right and this is pretty old, then surely this has been used more recently than that. Wouldn't they have tried to clear it?
This could have happened elsewhere in the rift, and it just happened to drift into the lane of travel.
Okay.
There's all kinds of stuff floating around here. A lot of the more brave salvage crews do come here for salvage. You couldn't pay me enough for that, but I might be coming back for that. We'll see.
Okay.
Just depends if I can get this ship across in one piece. She's a little frazzled.
Well, if no one else thinks it's a big deal, then we can ignore it. It just seems weird.
A non-power source in the middle of an old wreck is...
Yeah, that is suspicious. I think we should try to keep our distance. If we can do it remotely, with the drones or some more detailed scans, maybe?
Gavalia pipes up. The drones should be able to use as functional hacking tools. They may not be as precise as other tools, but they are equipped with the ability to access and download information in cases such as this.
Okay, then.
Vi, roll the hack.
Okay, what do I roll for that? Computers again, or...?
You could potentially use your Datalog Codebreaker.
Oh yeah, I have that. I'll try to use that, see if it'll give me an advantage of some sort, or a...
I think it might just add proficiency on top of your computer's check.
Okay, so it'll be a +7, +10? Is that how that works? If it adds proficiency?
I believe so.
Okay, all right, I'll take it. 17, then.
It does work. You are able to remote hack. You're a little bit surprised that it works, but... With the drone, you are able to get into the ship system, which mostly just gives you access to the logs. There's not much else functional. And you reveal that this is, in fact, a Dalaran ship. It was part of a 4-ship fleet, which does more or less match the amount of debris that you see. It was transporting mechroids, which are defensive armaments, to a space station by the name of Epsilon 56. This ship in particular was the only one that had living beings on it. The others were autonomous and basically flying alongside. There were 20 people on it, primarily human with some other races, and they're all dead now. They're all very dead. And the last vlog reveals that just a few minutes before the logs end, the sensors reported bursts of light and darkness, which caused the fleet to slow down to figure out what was going on. They stopped and changed course, but the weird phenomena seemed to follow them and almost catch up to them. They tried to communicate with it and got no responses. And the captain refers to it as the Evergun. And they tried to attack, but were overtaken by something. As the ships were just ripped apart.
Don't love that. Does it specify if the lights was coming from inside or outside?
It was coming from outside. And then there's another alert on the ship, where it seems, as the captain reports, shit, we've got something else. Looks like we've got something in the engine.
Okay, let's go.
You hear a very panicked Adele responding. We have a Rift Ravager. I repeat, we have a Rift Ravager. I need help back here.
I don't love that name. Thank you.
I'm sure it's fine.
Feels like it's going to be more difficult than the...
Void Shadows?
That's
yeah,
the one.
Shadows. A Rift Ravager,
we'll see.
Void Shadows. Why do we even go through rifts?
Speed outweighs sense. Let's go.
There might be a reason the ship was scheduled to go when it was scheduled to go.
Well, alrighty.
There might be a reason they typically schedule these shifts, but it was an emergency.
So we are having
issues.
And now
issues. It's another
Let's
emergency.
Let's go. Let's go.
Yeah,
Anima
I start.
Anima is going. Anima is leaving.
Yeah. I follow behind Anima.
Same.
Just booking it back to engineering.
Yeah, but I was going to just like hit a return button on the droids and yeah, going to her drones.
Which they now have, they were able to download a lot of that information as well as like a crew dossier and so forth. So now people will know what happened if you get out of here alive.
Please keep the ship going. We will take care of that. And runs away. Runs to the engineering.
That's the plan. We're gonna go around the... As you see the captain starting to adjust course to avoid the debris field, because that looks like a bad time, and we don't want to know what else is in there. But as you get back to engineering, you see this creature. It's a long-limbed creature made up of inky black sinuous cords. And as you enter engineering, you see it's touching the engine core and almost seems to be siphoning the drive's energy into itself. So if you look on the map, that's what it is. This lovely little nightmare Cthulhu space monster.
Lovely.
So let's get those initiative rolls.
Ooh. Nice. Got a 9.
I got an 8.
Dang it. 19.
Well done, Otis. So it's your go. What do you do?
Coming in and seeing this creature just up against the engine, yeah, I'm going to cast push. Gravity wave, make a ranged channeling attack against the target. Okay. 16.
That hits.
Yay.
So how much damage does it do?
2d8 force damage, and it must make a strength saving throw.
Okay.
Oh, it only does 4 damage.
That's still damage. And that's an 11 for the strength saving throw, so I don't think that succeeds.
Nope, needed a 14, so it's pushed 10 feet away.
As your spell hits, it just staggers back pretty far. And it is now no longer in direct contact with the ship's engine. And now it's the Reaver's turn, so it's going to get up and go back and touch it again. And it is going to attempt to hit you with a Shadow Bolt. So that's a dirty 20 to hit.
I mean, yeah. That'll do it.
Yes, so there's this Bolt of Shadow and it hits you for 10 damage.
Ouch. Okay. It's only a quarter of my health. It's fine.
But that's going to be all it does in this turn, is it's continuing to siphon energy from the shield. It almost seems like it's siphoning it faster. And Stavios, what do you do?
I'm going to do that classic mind spike. Yeah, 23.
Definitely hits.
All right, so that's 13 psychic damage.
That hurts. It is hurt. It is angry, too.
Oh, I've never had to do this before because I did not read the full effect. I need to succeed on a wisdom saving throw.
Okay. That's a 16.
16, they succeeded. If they had failed, their movement would have been reduced by half until the end of their next turn. So, fun thing about Mind Spike is that it can do that.
Fun. It's not going anywhere. It's happy where it is.
Okay.
Yeah, well.
Yeah. Anima, it's your turn. What do you do?
Okay. So, I would like to run right up to it, and I would like to try and... the limb that's reaching out to the engines, I would like to slash it. I'd like to try and hack off its limb.
Are you trying to pull a Vi?
Yeah.
As Vi has now done that twice.
Mm-hmm. Vi's gonna try for a third time.
And there might still be a limb in the dimensional bag.
It's
I don't know if we've ever addressed whether or not that's still in there or not,
I don't
but
remember.
There's still that insect limb.
It's fine.
First, I would like to bonus action Imbued Strike.
Okay. Give me that rolled hit.
Bonus action imbued strike. Gain advantage on all attack rolls until the end of your current turn. 13.
Just misses.
Damn it.
It almost just like slithers out of the way.
Crystal slithers? Okay. No, it's fine. Oh, wait, I did the wrong saber. No, I didn't. Yes, I did. I hit the wrong saber. It should have been plus 7.
You used the normal saber instead of your weird sword.
Yeah.
In that case, it hits. It does not just sort of slither out of the way.
Okay, so...
give me the damage.
7 plus my constitution modifier, which is 3. So that's 10 damage.
This thing is starting to look hurt.
Whoa, I'm gonna roll again? That was a 26. I'm gonna do the advantage just in case. But the first one was a 26.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll go with the first one.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. So, again.
This time you slash it real good. So give me the damage.
6 slashing plus 3, that's 9 damage. So that's a total of 19 damage to its arm.
Congratulations. You chopped its arm off, and the arm just sort of dissolves into smoke as this creature's, like, making this weird, vaguely uncomfortable shrieking sound that you don't want to think about too much. It's fine.
Well, one limb down.
Vi is proud. Vi is also sad that she does not get to keep the arm. So, yeah. Vi, it's your turn.
Okay, Vi is gonna go up. She's actually gonna activate, or try to see if she can do Gloves of the Firekeeper. We'll see if it works this time. 12. Dang it. Just 11. Okay. So Vi...
not quite.
Yeah. It's sad, but okay.
You do get to do one of your strikes. I will never remember which one is which.
Death strike. Vi's gonna do a death strike.
Yeah, it's that one.
Well, first she has to actually see if she can smack it, but yes. Alright, 19.
That hits.
Is 10 plus...
you don't need to add the additional damage. How do you kill this thing?
Vi, is there any part of it that doesn't look like it's gonna go into smoke? Like, does it have, like, a beak or something?
Roll xenobiology?
Okay.
Vi wants a trophy.
7. Okay. No.
Unclear.
Well, Vi's just gonna cut its head off, then.
This thing is made of sinew and smoke, and as you slice its head off, it just vanishes.
Violet's all, aww. Okay.
And I was like, I hate rift travel.
Never again.
Until next time.
At least emergency rift travel.
Okay, yeah.
Hey, Otis. Will you roll me plus mechanics or plus computers as you, I'm assuming, check out the engine that was being siphoned off of?
I was literally going to check that, so yeah, sure.
Okay.
Mechanics makes more sense, but I have better at computers, but that's okay. 19.
Okay.
Okay. So, as you look at the engine, it didn't siphon all of the energy, but it did siphon quite a bit of it. You don't have enough energy to do a jump if you needed to. It'll take at least 24 hours for that sort of cycle to rebuild up. But I'll say you also know there's a very good chance in a ship like this they have backup energy sources. So if there is a need to jump very quickly, you will be able to.
Yeah, I'm gonna note that to everybody else, just, you know. So it didn't get all the energy out of this thing, but we definitely should try and make sure we have some backup power sources just in case. Yeah, I'm gonna start looking for that.
Roll investigation. And if anyone would like to assist.
21. I'm getting some good rolls today.
Or not.
Never mind.
You are very familiar with where engineers store stuff. So it's in, like, the second cabinet you check. You find extra sorium cells, which is good because you get a ping from the captain. Thanks for clearing that out, but can y'all do something about the engine? We have a problem.
I'm on it.
And a screen display nearby pops up and it's showing the view from the front of the ship, and you can see that weird light phenomenon happening. Just the sighs of frustration.
Frying pan? Fire? Thank you, next.
So, let's get another mechanics roll to replace the story mission, and if anyone else has anything they would like to do, or how else do you help get the ship ready to jump as soon as physically possible? Because we need to jump now!
I mean, I don't... Oh, thank God.
21.
I was gonna say I could...
Otis, you just calmly, confidently swap out the sorium core, and you see the engine starting to respond as it, like, takes in the energy and starts to cycle it in. And there's a message from the captain. Okay, good job. Get up to the front now, please. You do not want to be in the engine room when I jump.
Running. Running as fast as possible.
Yeah, same.
Yeah.
Sprint up to the front of the ship just in time to see the phenomenon continuing as Jin Lee is trying to get the ship to the point where she can see the exit point to plot the jump. Because the Evergun ship is starting to appear in front of you, and it is not something you want to tangle with. And you saw what it did to those three other ships. So how does everyone help make this jump happen?
I mean, is there anything that I can do?
Is there anything you want to try and do? You could, you know, rally the troops, or...
Yeah, I'll do it. I'll do an inspirational, like, we can do this.
Mm.
That, like, gives people advantage or something.
Yeah, someone could try, like, rerouting energy. Someone could, like, get on defensive weapons, or...
I'll get on weapons.
Okay.
Can I help Jen Lee try to find that exit?
Yes. So, Stavios, I'm going to need either performance or persuasion.
I'm going to do persuasion, because I got +8 in persuasion. Well, that's a 14. I'm freaked out. I'm stressed.
Your stress is showing a little bit, but you are faking confidence well enough to where people are... It does rally people a little bit. I think astrophysics makes the most sense.
Okay, astrophysics.
Yeah.
Let's see what that does. Okay, 7. Yeah, nope.
I was going to have Otis hop on, like, a navigation station and maybe try to, like, help plot a route away.
Okay, I feel like if you're with navigation systems, either astrophysics or computers, also, Vi, if you want to switch that to you using computers to reroute energy.
Yes, please, because that would be a 13 then.
That's a nat 20 for your friend.
Mm.
26 total.
Do we have a visual on the anomaly?
You can see this ship that is starting to sort of come into reality almost in front of you.
It's utterly unrecognizable, right?
Would you like to roll lore to see if you recognize it at all?
Sure. I recognize nothing. I'm just like, yep, that's a really weird looking ship out there.
You're just very vaguely aware that that is indeed some kind of ship.
I would like to take, if there's like a way for me to, I get like, take a picture of it.
Yeah, with your sim unit, you just see Stavios hold up their sim unit, take a picture. As Vi is rerouting power to better boost the engines and possibly shielding Amazon guns, but you won't need guns because, Otis, you have never plotted a jump as fast as you have right now. But it's just like that eureka moment. You see it, you type it in, the captain's like, okay. And she jumps as Anima, as you were on weapons, you saw that there was something approaching from a couple different spots. But before you can react, the ship has jumped through the other side of the rift.
It's the parental protective instincts that kicked in.
Yeah. So you pop out into much more normal looking space and you can see the Pelsaro station not that far away. A lot of ship's alarms have stopped going off. And you just see Jinli sagging in her seat like, oh, thank the stars, I thought we were all gonna die. I'm just gonna keep moving though. She very quickly pilots towards the Pelisaro station, and Gavalia is sending information back and forth to get a very secure docking area, keeping everything where no one knows about it. And congratulations, you survived the rift.
Yay!
I hate rift travel.
Rift travel. Woo!
Here, Jinli, comment. There's a reason we have a schedule for these things. Okay, no, so never try it that time, because... Yeah, rift travel is great if you time it just right. Also, I believe Avery had a dad joke for, like, just before the jump. The last thing you hear is Otis say.
I make eye contact with Anima and I say, what did the mama ghost say to her baby? Fasten your sheet belt.
Boom. Jump.
God.
Vi's gonna pop up and be like, is that thing gonna be a problem for the Pioneer, or are they far enough behind that it should be?
That's a good question, actually. Oh god.
They've been instructed to either go around the other way or follow at the appointed time, because we only left an hour before we were supposed to, because there are certain time windows when all of some of what we just ran into has moved to a different part of the rift and is not in the middle of the travel lane.
Okay. Well, that was fun.
Fun is definitely a word for it.
I feel like I need another nap. Like already.
A nap or a drink or several drinks. Also, to not be on the ship anymore.
Oh yeah, I'm sure you'll be more than willing to cede control back to the captain.
Whenever he gets here, absolutely. Also, to have more than just a skeleton crew, but y'all were great. It's been great traveling with you. Nothing personal. I don't know if I want to see you again for a couple of days after all of that.
That's fair.
That's totally fine.
Yeah.
From her perspective, you came onto her ship, and then shit got weird.
Yeah.
Let's you know what? Just... Yeah.
That's fair. It's not, I mean, it's not fair.
I bet this is somehow our fault.
Stavios. We don't control the rift monsters. Say it with me. We don't control the rift monsters.
Pulls back the curtain. No, that's just me. Put the-
Okay, well, I guess we now just wait.
Find a place to stay while you wait for everyone else to catch up.
Yeah. Maybe go shopping or something.
I mean, we could just go, like, go to a bar, get some drinks and, and some snacks.
Enjoy some shore leave.
Yeah.
Essentially.
More or
the
less.
The ending scene of the Avengers. They're all sitting in the shawarma shop.
Basically.
Yeah.
So, traveling through the rift, it takes like about 12 hours total to get from one side to the other. Going the long way around takes 4 days. Probably the Opal Star decided to go through the rift, but the Pioneer is traveling with the assorted other ships full of people who were supposed to be on the Hyperalliance. Who are going the long way.
Good. Excellent. Excellent.
So Spectra will be there soon. But the rest of the Marvalas will take a couple days. What do y'all do with your shore leave? Pelsaros isn't quite the party station that Peltavaria is, because Peltavaria is also your party planet. But they do have some places to get drinks. Gently talks to her supervisor about getting y'all like some nice lodgings while you wait for your ship to catch up.
I am entirely fine with there not being a party planet, because you know what? The last time we were on a party planet, like a day ago, wonky stuff happened.
Things went really well.
There's fun stuff to do on the station, but it's more chill. It's more relaxed.
Stavios just looks at everyone and is like, drinks?
Shots?
Drinks.
Yeah.
Sure, why not?
Find somewhere, get drinks, enjoy some good food, just enjoy the fact that you're alive, try and not think about what you just saw popping out of the ether.
Space is weird. Let's not...
Pretty much, yeah.
Never mind all that.
While we're like waiting for the drinks, I am going to shoot a quick picture to Dandelion of one of the ones that I captured with just three question marks. Just tossing that over in that direction. See if anything, I don't even think she knows anything about it. It's just like, seen this before?
Did you tell her where you were? You didn't tell her where you were.
Oh.
So, I'm just gonna roll to see if she knows what that is. That's an 18. There's a response of, did you take an unscheduled trip through this Keshite Rift?
I respond, I don't see what that has to do with anything. I may or may not have taken an unscheduled trip through a Keshite Rift for reasons that were definitely beyond my control and most certainly not my fault.
The specificity may be to your detriment.
Yeah. Well, congrats on being one of the few people to make it through that one piece. I don't want to know exactly what was going on. But yeah, don't do that.
What was that?
That's a good question. I'll get back to you on that. Maybe.
Stavios just takes like three shots in a row.
Roll a constitution saving throw.
Ah, nice.
Oh dear.
Ooh, that is a nice and hot six.
It hits you pretty quickly, and you're going to have a terrible hangover tomorrow, and you don't have battle to fix it.
Oh well, I take three more shots.
I have a question. Kind of
yeah?
Would my poison resistance have an effect on how much alcohol I can tolerate?
Yes, you do have a very high alcohol tolerance.
I'm also larger than Stavios.
Yeah.
And I have a racial poison resistance, so...
And you're not downing shots quite as fast as they are.
Yes, that's true.
So what do y'all talk about at the bar, or do you talk, or do you, like... It's probably, like, a darts game, pool, and other stuff. It's not hopping, but there's places, stuff to do.
Otis definitely picks up on the darts game and starts trying to show off. You know, we've already established that Otis can juggle, so this seems like it should be no problem.
Give me a dexterity check.
19.
You kill it. You may not get bullseye every time, but you get bullseye every other time.
Stavios hobbles over to the dartboard and is just like, watch this.
Dex check disadvantage.
Okay. Ooh. Can I get worse? No, but I did not do well. I got a 9.
One of the darts at least hits the ball near the board.
Woo!
But you get like 3 darts in before someone that works there just takes them away from you and just like leads you by the hand back to the table you were at.
You did great, Stavios. You did great.
I won. Thank you. I won.
Mm-hmm. You did fabulous.
You have a couple hours before the Opal Star catches up, a couple days before everyone else catches up. So, what do y'all do with your shore leave? Any conversations or things people want to do?
I'm gonna go see if there's anything interesting at the... I don't know if they have like a grocery store or like a market. I'm gonna go see if there's anything interesting.
Oh yeah, there are definitely markets. Roll investigation.
That was not a roll. That was a I lost control of the dice. Nat 20.
Wow! Awesome.
Nat 20 plus 4, 24. Nat 20. Okay. On literally something that couldn't matter less, but that's fine.
The first place you go to, they have very good quality stuff. And they're having a sale. And it's a lot of stuff that you love cooking with.
Yes. Yes. Score.
So Anima goes out from the either like a hotel room or like, I'm actually picturing more like a suite where it's, you have your individual rooms, but there's a common area.
Okay. Yeah.
It's like a hotel for ship's crews. So people can, like, same general area. So Anima left 30 minutes later, comes back arms full of food stuff.
Haul, 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 haul!
I assume I am hungover.
Yeah, probably.
Very. Just occasionally hear, coming from Stavios.
Question. Being hungover wouldn't be considered having a poison trait, right? Or the poison status? Or would it?
That's true. I also have something. I have enervate.
So do I.
So can you just fix being hungover? What?
Okay, so with enervate...
What is this?
Oh, it's not enervate. It's, I have clean zone. That's what I have.
Yeah, you create a 10-foot radius sphere of controlled air particles centered on yourself. Within this sphere, you are able to extinguish any unprotected flames and filter out any gas, vapor, or airborne toxins. In addition, you can remove the poison condition from any creature within the sphere.
So, I kind of picture Stavios just meditating in their room until the hangover passes. You just aren't used to doing it as much. Maybe you forget to do it for a while and you're like, oh wait, I can do a thing.
Yeah.
Because you're just so used to Bal just being like, there, it's okay. Yeah, this is the longest you've been without your bestie.
Yeah. That's part of the reason why they were drinking so much. They were very sad. Bal would have loved to kill that thing.
Yeah. I'll say at some point, the last message you got from the mysterious contact was, I'll keep him safe, I promise. And then it's like that person just vanished. It's almost like Bal's contact vanished too. Like the past conversation's there, but it's like he's disappeared.
Okay. I'm looking at that message for a hot minute and then I pull up the images of that weird ship anomaly thing. Is there like a Google?
Yeah.
Can I do like a reverse image search to see if these things have been spotted anywhere else? And just to see what maybe there's like a weird conspiracy theory website somewhere that's just like, these are Nargons from the 15th dimension. Just any kind of information may on what we all, what we narrowly avoided.
Roll investigation.
Okay, investigation's not super high. Oh god, I'm rolling awful today. I got a 9.
You don't find anything. It could be there's no records. It could be the picture wasn't the greatest quality. It could be you accidentally added an extra space into something. You don't find anything.
Okay.
By you doing anything, shopping, making jewelry.
Yeah, Vi's probably... She is going to look around, see if there's any interesting vendors or artisans or jewelry supply stores, or if there's not, then yeah, she'll probably be making jewelry.
Investigation.
Okay. 4.
Not like the kind you're looking for. Mm. You find like one place and they're selling a lot of mass-produced things that are all kind of pretty. It's not the kind of artistic jewelry you're interested in.
Yeah. Okay.
It's like a Claire's.
Okay. Yeah, so I will spend some time relaxing, making jewelry.
Chatting with Spectra.
Yeah.
Able to establish contact. When she gets back, she agrees. Like, yeah, we can stay here for a few days. That was a rather harrowing experience. Getting through the rift.
Yeah, there was something in there. It looked like a ship. Almost.
Oh no, I saw it.
Okay.
Very briefly, before we jumped away very quickly.
What is that?
I'm not entirely sure, but I got some scans of it, so we'll figure it out later.
Okay. It's just concerning if it's a ship and not a being like the Void Shadows or whatever. Was you facing the engine room?
Yeah, there's weird stuff in the rift. That's why you don't do unscheduled trips.
But who makes the schedule? How could someone who makes the schedule not know about this?
You'll remember the Hyperlance wasn't supposed to leave when it did?
Yeah.
There have been a lot of studies and so many drones lost of people as people try to figure out like the best times and direct routes to get through the rift.
Okay, so it's not, like, a route, but it is a route, but it's, the rift is, like, a cloud that you're trying to move through. You don't see exactly where you're going.
There's stuff outside of the route that they take. Otis, do you want to have any scenes? Anything you want to talk to anyone about?
I was thinking, and maybe this might take too long, I don't know, but when Anima comes back to the hotel suite with all the goodies, Otis attempts to like help, like kind of organize them and put them away somewhere, you know, kind of just trying to be helpful and slowly kind of broaching the subject. And just so the rest of the family is gonna be here in a few days, how are you feeling about that?
She like kind of keeps putting stuff up for a second. And for, like, a little bit, you think she's ignoring you or didn't hear. She sighs and, like, I really couldn't tell you how I feel about it. Right now, I'm, like, over the moon about this produce. It's good stuff.
Excited to cook with the stuff. It's so fun to cook with.
Yep. Serious answer time. I don't know. I'm excited to see everyone. I'm a little bit worried about explaining a second time.
Well, would it help if I maybe told them all to just give you space and not demand an explanation?
No. They deserve to know, and they deserve to hear it from me. Telling you was really the first time that I've talked about it in any kind of depth. And I just don't want... I don't want any of you to stick your necks out for this.
I mean, yeah, but isn't that what family is supposed to do? Look out for each other?
Yeah. And that is me looking out for you. I'm already out. That part is over. I don't know if it's possible to save the Ashen Guard. They were so perfectly blank slates that I don't know if it would be possible to sort of rehabilitate them into beings, or if that's even possible. And I don't want you going out there getting yourselves in serious trouble on some kind of vengeance quest on my behalf.
Okay. And I put like my hand on like a random piece of produce and I say, I swear on all that is good and tasty about this food, I will not go on a vengeance quest.
Okay, but that's just you.
Well, I can't speak for everybody else, but I'll see what I can do with the rest of them.
Okay.
And this is usually where I'd have a good dad joke, but I don't have anything for you this time. Sorry.
You have been listening to Aboard the Opal Star, an Esper Genesis 5e actual play podcast DM'd and produced by Brianna Jean as part of Pseudonym Social, a creative podcast network changing reality one story at a time. Violina is played by Alexis Workman. Anima is played by Casey Glover. Stavios is played by Shan Smith. And the theme music, as always, is by Patrick Chester of Chester Studios. If you don't want to wait to see what happens next, you can get early access to our episodes over at patreon.com/pseudonymsocial. If you like our show, please consider leaving us a review on your favorite podcasting app so people can know where to find us. We couldn't do this without your help. To get more information on this or any of our other shows, check out our website at pseudonymsocial.com.